It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Okay, what do the movies Back to School, Public Enemies, and The Straight Story all have in common? They were filmed, at least in part, here in Wisconsin.
But in spite of Wisconsin's rich tradition of filmmaking, our state lags behind most of the country when it comes to attracting filmmakers. Wisconsin is one of just three states that doesn't have a film office, according to SAG Indy, an organization that promotes independent filmmakers. And Wisconsin doesn't offer tax incentives for film producers.
While President Trump is talking about a 100% tariff on foreign films to boost domestic production, Wisconsin has an incentive plan on the table. Governor Tony Evers calls for the creation of a film office and tax incentives in his latest budget proposal, and there is some Republican support for the idea.
Two filmmakers with Wisconsin ties join us now to make the case for the changes. Suzanne Gerva is a Wisconsin-based film director and producer who makes documentaries and narrative films. She previously worked for DreamWorks. She's on the steering committee of the film advocacy group Action Wisconsin. And Nathan Deming is an award-winning filmmaker from the state who specializes in making narrative shorts and features. Nathan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Suzanne, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're very thankful for this.
Suzanne, let's start with you. You've worked here in Wisconsin. You've also worked on Hollywood blockbuster type movies. Do states need things like film offices and tax credits to get on the radar of studios to come and film here?
Absolutely. So I worked at DreamWorks Studios and a couple other places. But the first question that when you're getting ready to shoot is, and where you're going to choose to shoot your film is, do they have film tax incentives? And if there's no film tax incentives, and especially no film office, it's just a no-go for many and most productions.
Nathan, let's talk about those film offices. We are just one of four states here in Wisconsin. I understand without one of these things, what does a film office do in a state that has one?
We're actually one of three now that got updated a month ago, so we're slipping even more. Well, the film office is sort of the first resource that any filmmaker, from an independent filmmaker like me all the way up to studio filmmakers and people like Suzanne, it's your first point of resource wherever you're going to film. And I remember distinctly graduating from film school 10 years ago and wanting to stay and work in Wisconsin, but there were no incentives and there's no film office. So basically there was no way for me to, you know, build a network, reach out to other filmmakers or find just any path forward in the industry. So I ended up having to move to Los Angeles to get my start. And I really don't want that for the future of the next generation of students who we train like 500 every year and they just graduate and most of them leave. And beyond that, like, just want to make sure that productions don't get scared away because they don't think we have our stuff together.
Suzanne, even if we did have these things in place, I mean, since we haven't been a big film production state, we may not have that infrastructure, even with a tax credit, even with a film office. Our studio's going to look here and say, hey, you just don't have that infrastructure we need.
You know what? We do have a lot of infrastructure here already. The amount of filmmakers that we have here that are working is really a large number. And they all are leaving. They work in Illinois. They work now in Minnesota. And they work all throughout the country. So we do have a lot of very talented people here. So we have to grow the industry here, and we can do it through the tax incentives, but we do have a lot of people already working here and a lot of expats, as we say, who want to move back to Wisconsin to be able to work here and not have to live in LA or New York.
Nathan, people might think the movies and think, you know, the Marvels and Mission Impossibles and whatnot. On a smaller scale, what kind of productions could we see here in Wisconsin? Things along the lines of what you've worked on in your career.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the past few months. Wisconsin had two major independent films actually make money and get national recognition, and that's Hundreds of Beavers and Green and Gold, both shot in Wisconsin. I think we have the cultural capital to, like, reach other people, but we also have passionate filmmakers, other than just me, who are willing right now to work in Wisconsin despite the fact that it's currently an uphill battle simply because of the lack of film incentives. I know that Green and Gold in particular, which was shot in Door County, and is a very specific Wisconsin story about, you know, involving the Green Bay Packers, it had repeated offers to go film in Kentucky instead, you know, so they would have just faked the whole thing. And luckily the filmmakers stuck to their guns and said, no, we're staying in Wisconsin. But it's just not everybody's going to make that decision.
Suzanne, people might be listening thinking, yeah, I guess it'd be cool if we had movies here, but what's in it for us? What is the economic benefit, as you see it, of luring in more movie production into the state?
So film production does bring money to the state. So, for example, a film that just wrapped, I think, two Fridays ago in Door County was a $1 million production, and they spent $600,000 in Door County within 3 weeks. And this is an off-tourist time. So that's a big boom for the local economy, for businesses. So like restaurants, hotels, car services, a carpenter, a florist, all those people become filmmakers. I believe that film used a lot of local talent. So that it is an economic boom, an economic developer.
Nathan, if I'm a policymaker, I might say, yeah, that sounds good. But if I take this investment and we use it to lure at a food processing plant or something, well, that's going to be open every day through the year. If we get the same money and put it toward a movie, well, that movie production comes and then it goes. What do you say to concerns that, you know, we're just bringing in maybe temporary economic boosts here if we do this?
Well, I don't think it's either or at all. And it's hard to also estimate the long-term impact of a movie. All of our neighboring states have evidence of this, but one of my favorites is in Dyersville, Iowa, where my grandmother, near where my grandmother grew up, is where they filmed Field of Dreams. And that still gets 300,000 visitors per year in a corner of Iowa that arguably would not see a lot of tourism otherwise. And you just never know. There's an X factor with movies, unlike a lot of things, which is you just don't know the long-term legacy. I mean, look to states like Georgia and New Mexico, who they've brought in a ton of money through these pretty modest programs. That's the other thing. It's not like, you know, this isn't a huge investment overall. It's a pretty modest thing to do, and it brings in a lot of money. And then New Mexico gets shows like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, and suddenly I'm on a road trip with my friends through Albuquerque, and I got to pull off and see the hotel where, you know, this thing happened in Breaking Bad. You just don't know what's going to pop off, and then suddenly everybody has to go to Appleton. Everybody has to go to Prairie du Chien because, you know, that big hit show takes place there.
Talking about a proposal to create a Wisconsin film office and tax incentives for filmmakers. We've got two independent filmmakers with Wisconsin ties with us, Nathan Deming and Suzanne Gerva. Suzanne, you've worked again with DreamWorks, big studios. Big Hollywood studios kind of acknowledge the existence of Wisconsin? Can we be on their radar?
Absolutely. So I'm going to bring up another thing here, too, about the creative brain drain. We educate 500 to 600 students per year in media and film. UWM is one of the top universities in the country for film production. Those people have all had to go elsewhere. Those people are sitting in studio seats. Those people are producers. So they all are ambassadors for the state of Wisconsin. And so a lot of people are from Wisconsin, and they do want to use Wisconsin as their background for their storytelling. Many producers I know and directors always say they're looking for the next location. They want to get a location that's fresh. Ethan Hawke has mentioned he'd like to shoot here. Mark Ruffalo, Scott Frank. These are people who we know want to come here to shoot. So yes, we don't have to be discovered. People know who we are.
And Nathan, as you talk, as you kind of lobby for these changes, there's a proposal on the table, of course. Do you feel like people are hearing this, that there's enthusiasm to do something like this in the state legislature?
I took my film February around the state in February a couple months ago, and part of I did like a Q&A about the film after every screening, and you know I was talking about the movie, but then afterwards I would always plug Action Wisconsin. I would plug the effort to bring film incentives here and describe why it was beneficial. And I'm not kidding you. Everywhere I didn't get a single opposition to it. I always had people, once they kind of heard about it, they were like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. That would be nice. There's a lot of pride I think people have in their Wisconsin identity. And if we allow other people to tell our story, I think that's what's happened for decades, is that the coasts or other bigger media markets get to tell Wisconsin stories, and then we end up with this flyover status or, you know, a Fargo image to them. But we know that's not what our life is like. I think once we get our voices heard, it's, you know, no limit to where we can go.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nathan Deming is a filmmaker from Wisconsin who specializes in making narrative shorts and features. Suzanne Gerva is a Wisconsin-based film director who worked on several blockbusters, including Saving Private Ryan and Gladiator.